Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. This morning, we're going to talk a little bit about what to do with all those leaves around your yard, as well as what you can do to help make your community a healthier community. First of all, if you haven't noticed, we've got quite a few number of leaves on the ground this time of year. With the cooler weather we've been having, pretty much all of the leaves have been shed. I've seen plenty of folks out raking them up over the past few days. So once you have them, what can you do with them? Mulching is a good option. Oak leaves, contrary to common belief, can certainly be used as a garden mulch. They are slightly acidic, but they will have little to no effect on your soil pH. Shredded leaves, in general, are an excellent mulch for vegetable gardens, raspberry plantings, flower beds, and around trees and shrubs. Oak leaves or other leaves can be shredded with a lawnmower or a leaf shredder. You won't get much nutrient from your composted leaves. However, you get a lot of benefit by increasing the organic matter content in the soil. If you do use composted leaves, you will probably get less than 1% content of nitrogen, potash, and phosphate. But again, the organic matter will eventually decompose and increase the overall organic matter in your soil, providing considerable benefit to the plants that you are mulching. If you're looking to accelerate the decomposition of leaves in your compost pile, keep in mind that leaves contain high levels of carbon and small amount of nitrogen. The microbes that decompose these leaves require nitrogen, so adding nitrogen, such as grass clippings or other materials high in nitrogen, will help decompose. You can also shred the leaves prior to composting. The smaller the size of the material, the faster it will decompose and turn into that rich organic material that we like to see as mulch. If you are looking to compost your leaves in a pile, construct layers throughout your pile with 6 to 8 inches of plant material topped with 1 inch of soil or compost. You can also add a small amount of all-purpose garden fertilizer to help supply nitrogen to the microbes. You can continue to build this pile up in layers with plant materials and soil until it's 3 to 5 foot high. Remember to water the pile regularly if we have a dry winter, and turn it about every 2 weeks. Now, one thing you don't want to use your fallen leaves for is to as an overwintering mulch. If you have plants such as strawberries or chrysanthemums that need to be covered in order to prevent repeated freeze-thaw damage, you do not want to use leaves as they tend to mat down and won't provide much protection once they are matted down and wet. For this type of purpose of protecting plants over the winter, you want to use a clean weed-free straw or pine needles as they won't mat down and provide a good winter protection. And they're also a lot easier to remove in the springtime. Once you have your lawn taken care of, I would encourage you to log on to the Blue Zones Project website. What is a blue zone, you ask? A blue zone is areas around the world that have been found to have people who live longer, happier, and healthier lives. You may have heard of Governor Branstad's initiative to have Iowa be the healthiest state in the nation in 5 years, and blue zones are a part of this initiative. Imagine a community where healthy choices are the easy choices. Communities are designed for people. Employees and citizens are healthy, productive, and healthcare costs go down. Residents discover and use their gifts, talents, and strengths by leading a purpose-filled life and build strong friendships and social connections with each other. These are just a few of the pieces of blue zones, some of the keys that have been found by researchers to lead to longer, healthier lives. And blue zones is a system that helps communities put programs and facilities in place to help its citizens lead longer, happier, healthier lives. So where do you come in with this? Well, Iowa is selecting 10 blue zones across the state to be blue zone model communities. Now, what this means is they will help provide resources and consulting services to take a look at the overall profile of a community and determine where changes could be made to impact these areas. In order to consider our local communities, residents need to sign up to support their communities, and resident support is a huge factor in whether or not local communities are chosen. So if you want to look up online Healthy Cass County, or you can also look up Healthy Cass County on Facebook, and there will be a link on there where you can go sign up, put in the zip code of your local community, and pledge your support. If you have any questions about the Blue Zones Project, contact Denise Coder at the hospital, 243-7475, or give me a call at the Extension office, and I'd be happy to explain it to you. For Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, I'm Kate Olson.